With temperatures in the mid-30s, it's probably safe to say that yesterday you weren't exactly craving a frozen treat. But the cool January weather didn't stop Baylor students from celebrating the 60th anniversary of the university's Dr. Pepper Hour, ice cream floats in hand. One of those students was junior Leanna Mason, who says, barring any scheduling conflicts, she's at the Dr. Pepper Hour every Tuesday.
And why do you like to come on a regular basis to the Dr. Pepper Hour?
I like to come because I meet up a lot with a lot of friends. Sometimes we have class after, so we just meet, and then we go to class. So it's a nice break.
Providing students with a break from their routine was what Mrs. Marie Mathis, assistant to the dean of the Student Union Building, had in mind when she started this tradition in 1952. It began as a weekly coffee hour featuring both piano music and board games. A year later, Mathis decided to add some variety to the offerings, including hot chocolate and Coca-Cola in the lineup. In fact, Coca-Cola was served until 1997, when Dr. Pepper became the official soft drink of Baylor University. Joy Summer Smith, assistant director of the Dr. Pepper Museum, says this partnership between two Waco icons is unique.
How many other campuses are you going to go to and see Dr. Pepper everywhere and then have the opportunity to learn about that particular product in its hometown? So it's really been a great partnership, and I know that when I was here as a student, you know, I was a Dr. Pepper fan before I moved to Waco. It was a wonderful thing to see Dr. Pepper everywhere I went.
Becky Fogel, KWBU News.